That's a terrible trademark.
Bam, bam, bam.
Put 2 + 2 together.
Is he an idiot for killing someone? Yeah, I guess.
I would be honestly embarrassed to put this out on the website.
Shout out to all my homies.
Yeah, it's not that funny.
Wouldn't even need beer goggles for that shit.
That guy's seriously going to jail.
I will slap him.
Today is not my day.
All right, welcome to our fifth and hopefully last podcast. Back with another episode is Rant City with host of the show, me, Taylor. With me today, as always, is Cole S.
What's up, coal miners?
And guest on the show again is One Alge because Z couldn't make it.
You're dead to me, Z.
We're talking mostly NBA today, so we're just going to come out and talk about Manu Ginobili since One Alge loves him.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest thing I have wrong with him. Most beef with him is all the analysts think he's a future Hall of Famer when he's never been a starter once in his career.
He's definitely been a starter before.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
Okay. He's a six man every year.
No.
Okay, but here's the thing. He's a six man, but he plays 42 minutes a game. So.
And he hasn't always been a six man.
No, he's always
most of his career six man, not always.
Always.
He's always been lefty, though.
He's definitely always been lefty.
And white.
Yeah,
and has a big ass nose.
Okay, and they're talking about how he's so good. And then we looked at his stats, and he's averaged, like, his best average season has been, like, 13 points a game.
Yes, I don't think he's ever averaged over 20 once in his career.
And he doesn't get rebounds or assists or steals. What does he do? Makes big shots.
Drives and kicks, I guess.
Draws fouls. Turns it over.
He basically just gets recognition because he's on the Spurs.
Yeah.
If he's on any other team, no one would ever mention.
Well, that's definitely not true. There's plenty of players in the Spurs that don't get recognition.
Like who?
Matt Bonner.
He plays 5 minutes a game.
No, he doesn't.
He does have the best
He plays 20, at least.
He does not play 20
guarantee
minutes.
Guarantee it. I guarantee he does.
Look it up right now.
No.
Does Manu Ginobili catch bats, though?
What?
I have no idea.
There's a story. Wasn't there a story about, like, there was a bat in the arena and he, like, knocked it down and grabbed it or something?
Now that you mentioned that, I do remember that.
Hall of Fame because of that?
Hall of Fame bat catcher?
No, Hall of Fame NBA because he caught a bat.
Yes, he's Hall of Fame.
Is he athletic?
No, he's not athletic.
What was the next NBA
Is
topic?
Is he ripped? So you guys like Manu Ginobili?
No.
No?
It's stupid if we all hate the guy, right? Next,
That was a pretty terrible start.
Yeah. Next item. This is a news story, like, back in March or April. But do you remember ESPN covering Brittany Griner maybe going to the NBA for, like, 3 days straight? Like, they were legitimately analyzing and discussing if she would make it in the NBA.
No, I don't. I never saw any of that, to be honest.
So you don't even believe it happened?
Oh, I don't know why you'd make that up.
I actually didn't see it, but I did see that.
What?
Could she play in the NBA?
No.
Why?
Well, maybe she could. Brian Scalabrine did.
Yeah, but he was like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
But he was fat.
He's a coach for the Suns now.
Okay.
I did see that Mark Cuban said he would consider drafting her, though. I didn't see anything else about it, but I did see that.
Okay, well, they talked about it on ESPN for like 7 days straight.
Who would you take, though? Kelly Olynyk or Brittany Griner?
Same thing.
One's black and lesbian, the other's white.
And lesbian.
I guess black one.
Wait, Brittany Griner's black? I thought she was like a half-breed.
She's kind of red and freckly. So
go back.
So she's kind of Blake Griffin-ish?
Blake Griffin, maybe Miles Austin. A little Austin darker.
Kubek.
It'd be like if Blake Griffin and Miles Austin had a kid together.
Yeah.
Okay. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Next topic.
Yep.
Apparently you guys want to talk about the KG and Paul Pierce trade.
Okay, well, I guess it was a pretty pointless trade in my opinion. I mean, they got two guys that are like, what, 38?
Are you saying pointless for the Nets?
It's just pointless all around.
Yeah, three first-round picks is pointless.
Well, yeah.
It is, because three first-round picks are going to be at the end of the first round.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're going to be terrible.
The Nets aren't going to be good.
But the Nets, yeah, they are.
They'll be good for 1 or 2 years until they retire.
Okay. They definitely weren't doing this to be good for fucking 10 years down the road. And they realize that trading for two 37-year-old guys is a short-term move.
Yeah, but they're not.
Are they both 37, like, actually?
Close. I don't know.
They're not KG even, might be at Paul Pierce.
I think KG's 36. I have no idea how old Paul Pierce is.
Probably 34, 35.
They're not going to win a championship with a roster of average ages 35, though.
Spurs like, almost did.
KG and Paul Pierce play like 20 minutes game. They'll be winded. Then they'll have to put in, like, who's their backups?
Paul Pierce doesn't move fast enough to get winded.
Andre Blatch is the Kevin Garnett's backup, and he's a beast.
I don't think he's a beast. He couldn't cut it with the Wizards.
Yeah, he is a beast.
He got signed for $1 million.
He scored 20 and 10 last year.
He didn't score 20 and 10 last year.
The Nets.
Shut up. There's no way. You know you're going to be wrong on that. There is no way Andre Blatch scored 20 and 10.
He didn't even start, did he?
Yes, dude.
I think Reggie Evans started.
I think he did.
Andre Blatch was a beast. Tell him.
2010, though? He's no Zach Randolph.
Nobody's Zach Randolph.
Al Jefferson.
And, dude, honestly, the Nets, do I think they're going to win the title? No, but could they win the title with that team? Yes, they could. Lopez is good. Darren Lope.
Name their eight. Their top eight.
I can't name them.
Their top eight players?
Yeah. Like, they're starting five and then three off the bench.
Darren Williams, KG, Brooke Lopez.
Do they still have Joe Johnson?
Joe Johnson?
No.
They have Joe Johnson.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Johnson.
So, Darren Williams, one.
Shooting guard, Joe Johnson. Paul Pierce, small forward. KG, power forward.
Brooke Lopez, center.
Andre Blatch off the bench.
Reggie Evans.
Didn't they get Jason Terry, too?
Reggie Evans is a free agent, I think.
Yeah. Didn't they get Jason Terry in that trade?
Yeah, Jason Terry. That's a good team.
That's a solid team. They're old as shit.
Yeah, they're old
as shit. But who's going to compete with them? No one else is good. The Heat are fucking terrible. They have LeBron and no one else.
I'd rather have LeBron and no one else than Darren Williams, Joe Johnson,
ask Cleveland how that was.
Pierce.
Yeah.
They still went to the finals with them, though.
Yeah, and then lost miserably.
I'd still rather get there than make a first-round exit every year.
Debatable.
So you'd rather be the T-Wolves than...
The T-Wolves aren't losing in the first round every year.
Well, they're not getting there anymore.
No, they're like the bottom three every single year.
Well, now, because KG left.
Yeah. KG left in like 03.
I don't think it was quite that long.
Well, I had to exaggerate a little bit. Okay. So who's going to come out of the East then? Who's going to be the top few teams? Obviously Heat.
Obviously Heat.
Let's go top four teams.
Top four?
Yep.
Obviously the Heat because they're champions.
Nets.
I don't know if I'll put them second yet.
I thought we were just going any order.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. So Heat, you're going to say in Heat number one.
Yeah, Heat number one. Pacers number two.
Dude, the Bulls might be decent though.
Bulls are definitely back. Top four.
No, you don't think so?
Well, I'll say it when I get to mine.
Okay. Oh, I thought we were all just collectively doing this. Of course, we do ranking, as always. We just have to rank.
My top four are Heat, Nets, Knicks.
How are the Knicks?
Yeah, how are the Knicks?
Dude, that's just what my opinion is.
Just because of J.R. Smith.
They signed J.R. Smith back. They're going to sign Elton Brand.
Elton Brand is like 60. he's like 6.
He's going to be a backup big, though. And they got...
For who? Oh, Tyson Chandler. He's a power forward, or Tyson Amari. Chandler is a center.
Yeah.
Amari.
And then they also traded for Andre Bargnani. Yeah. He's not great, but he's not going to hurt their team.
He come over from the Raptors, or what?
Yeah.
Okay, that guy.
So the Nets...
So you said they're three. The Knicks are three.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you say the Pacers yet?
No, Pacers are my four.
Not the Bulls. Just because of Joakim Noah.
I just don't think they're that good.
How do you feel about...
And I don't think Derek Rose, I don't know, I don't think he's ever going to try for the Bulls again after what he went through last year.
He's such a bitch.
And that's what their fans said, so I think he'll leave as soon as he can. He'll just kind of catch.
What are your thoughts on how Joakim Noah shoots?
We don't need to go here.
I believe those are disgusting.
Visit podcast one if you want to hear about Joakim Noah.
It's good times. Better check it out. Okay, so was yours different?
Miami 1, Pacers 2.
How are Pacers 2?
Did you watch them?
He's just going by who made it to the end. Eastern Conference.
Do you think Roy Hibbert's like the second coming of Jesus Christ or what?
I think he's a little overrated, but Paul George is a beast.
Who's Paul George?
He's good.
Yeah, he's
good. Not that good, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's basically as tall
as... He's the new Danny Granger on their team.
Whatever happened to Granger?
I don't know. I think he's just hurt all the time.
He's still on the Pacers, though?
Yeah, he's the new T-Mac. Again, visit podcast number one.
Does Larry Bird still run the Pacers?
He quit and then he just came back.
Yeah.
So now they're going to be shitty again. So why would you put them two?
They're going to get really white really fast.
Mike Dunleavy. See podcast one.
And Michael Dunleavy just signed with the Bulls. That's another reason they're not in my top four.
Yeah. Good point. So they have Kirk Heinrich and Mike Dunleavy, or did Heinrich bail?
I think Heinrich's there.
Okay. So they're really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not going to be playing that out. Now that Rose will be, assumably, he'll be back.
So you were Pacers, Nets, Heat.
No, I went for the Nets in the top four.
Oh.
I'll put the Bulls.
How do you not?
I'll put the Bulls.
Because they're choke artists or what?
Just
because of Darren Williams' sharpied on beard.
Dude, they have Jason they have Jason Kidd, dude.
His hair is put on by Sharpie, though. That's not actual hair.
His hair as well, or just his beard?
His hair and beard is Sharpie.
No.
Kind of looks like that now that I think about it. I've never...
I've noticed that since his Utah days, dude.
Not that I know anything. I'm going to go... Dude, I don't even know if I could put the Heat one. They're so bad. Bosch is really bad. D-Wade's really bad.
Dude, their best player is Birdman. Oh,
he's a free agent, too.
Birdman's good.
They'll re-sign him. No, I don't know. Okay, I'll just put Heat 1 because they won the championship.
Honestly, I don't think I even said
Nets 2. So
Nets might have to be 4 because I didn't figure out a different team
besides the Bulls
and Pacers.
I'm going to go Bulls and then Pacers out of the East. I'm not sold on the Pacers, dude. Especially since Larry Bird is back.
He could drive them into the ground.
Also, one of the questions on here was seriously Cole asked, how good is Larry Bird at running any NBA teams? I seriously have that on there.
He just wants all white players. He's like Kevin McHale.
Why don't the T-Wolves get him over? Oh, because they're all... I was talking about Larry Bird. They already have so many white players. Like, Larry Bird has nothing to offer.
He wouldn't have any work to do besides trading D-Will and, I guess, Shabazz now.
Yeah.
And well, Dante Cunningham.
You could definitely get rid of Dante Cunningham.
Well, you could just release him. No one's going to give a shit for him.
They actually have a decent amount of black guys. Now they have Michael Gallobel.
Okay, he's Chris relevant. Johnson. Irrelevant. That,
are they on the team?
That center that drafted.
We're talking about white versus black. We're not talking about good versus bad.
That Jang or whatever.
Oh, Gordy Jang.
Oh, the guy that just drafted. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know him.
He's like really black.
Well, he's African, so.
Okay. So we're done with the Cade, that Paul Pierce trade. I guess T-Wolves draft results. You guys want to cover that?
I thought they had a good draft, actually. I mean, I want Shabazz. He was probably like, I'd rather have Macklemore first and then Noel. Oladipo, and then I think Shabazz would probably like...
Oladipo is 3?
Yeah.
Dude, he's going to be just like fucking Wesley Johnson. He's not going to be good.
Okay. He's really fast, dude.
He's not good on offense.
He's really fast.
Yeah, he's athletic.
Okay, I'll take back Wesley Johnson. Corey Brewer, that's his best case scenario.
So are you saying Corey Brewer is better or worse than Wesley Johnson?
Slightly better, I guess.
Corey Brewer is better.
I think so.
Okay, so you like their picks?
I like Shabazz and Jang. I wish we would have kept our other first-round pick, but I mean, they probably wouldn't make the roster anyway, so I didn't care too much they traded it away.
A little bit of guaranteed contract.
Who did you want them to get?
Are you just
content with what they got?
At that point, I wanted them to take Shabazz. I wanted Ben Macklemore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why number one.
Yeah. And I guess I would have took Oladipo over... Well...
Dude, I would have been fine keeping Burke.
At the beginning of this year, I really liked Shabazz. So.
I would have been fine just keeping Trey Burke.
Why would you take Burke? You have Rubio.
Yeah, because he's the best player available. He's the best player available at that time by a long shot.
Though. You don't need 2 point guards, though.
Okay, well, we have...
And Trey Burke is like 5'6". He's short as shit.
He'll be all right.
He's 6'2".
He's not 6'2".
I looked it up when they drafted him. I didn't know who he was.
Well, they're definitely exaggerating. Dude. You really don't watch college basketball.
So basically, when you say you like Shabazz Muhammad, you just like his name, and he looks like he might be decent.
And he went to UCLA, so he's a pimp.
He's Michael Beasley 2.0. Is he not?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
He's lazy, has an attitude problem, and he's lefty.
He doesn't have an attitude problem.
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
He's a slacker.
Was it the only reason he got in trouble is because he had a Gucci back?
You're talking about volume shooters. There you go. You go look at his game-by-game numbers. He's launching like 20, 25 shots in college.
Well, he's the number one recruit down
in college. Yeah, but all-star players shoot like that in college.
Yeah, but they also make more than 30%
Yes. I guess.
Yeah, he had a shot better than that.
Well, obviously he did, but it still wasn't good for the amount of shots he was taking.
And our second pick was really tall and really black, so it's better than what we had.
Peck.
Peck isn't black or...
No, he's better than what we had, and that's Peck.
I meant for backups, but yeah.
Okay.
I should have clarified.
That's fair enough.
I guess we could transition right into Peck if you want to.
I didn't have him on here, but go ahead. If you want to talk about Peck, you can talk about Peck.
I personally think he's probably the best player on the team because Kevin Love is overrated as shit, and Rubio has no offensive game outside of passing.
I wish Kevin Love would shoot, you know, inside 15 feet once in a while. Doesn't have to launch 30-footers every single fucking possession.
He won the three-point contest, so he just thought he had the green light for every three-point shot.
Who won that? He never won the three-point contest.
He won it.
No, he's terrible.
He definitely won it.
Luck.
100% luck.
Probably.
Okay, so you said you want to talk about Peck. You just said you think they should keep him.
Well, yeah, he's the best player, but we might not keep him because, I mean, Tiago Splitter got $9 million a year, so Peck is going to get, like, a max contract.
They'll keep him. They already signed everybody else, so now they can pay him as much as they want. He's their own player. They can match anything.
Is he good?
They can match anything, but are you really going to give that much money to a guy that's had one good year?
Apparently he doesn't give a shit, though, according to Rachel.
Who?
Yeah, Peck does not give a shit.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit, no. Okay, we'll move into T-Wolves
Kevin
free agent signings. For, you want to talk about Bud first?
I don't care about Bud as much as Kevin Martin.
Okay, but...
They're both terrible.
But when you saw the Budinger that he signed, because obviously that was before Kevin Martin.
Right.
What did you think?
Well, he gave him $5 million, which, I mean, isn't the worst, but...
What has he done in his career?
Yeah, that's right. He's never done anything, and he's always been injured. And they always throw in that...
He didn't do anything before the Wolves, and then he came to the Wolves, and he missed all but, like, five games. And then they give him $5 million a year.
And he is a ginger. And he also has a little bit of Joe Kim Noah to him, because every time they mention him, they mention that he's pro volleyball player also.
He did go to Arizona, though, so he's decent.
First of all, when I was just talking about his dad, and he's talking about the fact that he played tennis.
Yeah, but... random ass.
Buttinger's dad played tennis?
No, he's talking about Noah. He's trying to talk about the first podcast again.
Oh, no, but Buttinger, yeah, I do understand that. Buttinger himself is a pro volleyball player.
I don't know if he's pro, but...
Yeah, he's definitely got hops.
For a white guy, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was black, he'd just be average, but...
You have nothing to say
I don't,
about
I'm just fine with the deal, I guess. They always overpay with their mid-level exception. That's what they paid Brandon Roy last year. Guy was out of basketball and he had no knees, so.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was good. I just said I understand that. That's what they do.
Okay.
They gave Michael Olakandy their mid-level exception.
Okay, Kevin Martin, let's hear it.
why don't you tell us why it's good, first of all, for us? Because you're in the majority.
Yeah, you think it's just like, it's going to put them over the top. Now they're the favorite to win.
No,
the
I don't.
Pretty
I think
much.
It's going to help them. I think it's better than... Maybe they overpaid a little bit. The only thing that I don't like about him is the fact that he doesn't pass and he doesn't ever get boards.
And all
so
he
really,
does is turn it over.
All
he has a bad shot for him.
He's a good scorer, and when he scored, people keep saying, like last year, every time that he's had good scoring seasons, he's been in a Rick Adelman offense. It's fact. Like, you can hate him all you want.
He's like 40, though.
He's not even 30.
No, he's 30.
Would know.
I think he's 28.
He's 30.
He's been around forever, and he's done nothing.
He's scored.
On really bad teams.
Yeah, we're a really bad team.
Okay, so we'll still be a really bad team then.
We'll be a little bit better.
Except we'll have to watch him play every night in his hip-fire faggot chat.
So?
What do you mean, so?
You fucking love Joakim Noah.
I don't love Joakim Noah.
Look at his shot form.
I was actually... What? I was actually thinking about this earlier, and if they do not get rid of Barea, I'm not watching any T-Wolves games. I'm not going to watch Kevin Martin and J.J. Barea. It's just not going to happen.
Their lineup at one point will consist of Luke Ridnour, Barea,
they still have
Kevin
Ridnour.
Martin.
That's who I'd rather get rid of is Ridnour. I'd rather keep Barea than Ridnour.
They're both awful, dude.
But I prefer Barea over Ridnour.
Just get rid of both of them.
Yeah.
But he wants
get rid of both of them. Pick up some point guard from the D-League, dude. It's got to be better.
Dude, I bring Rashad McCann's back. He can ball.
Okay, what do you hate about Kevin Martin, one ouch?
Well, there's nothing good about him. He has terrible shot form, like you said. No defense. He can't hit anything inside of the three-point line, and he can only hit threes that are completely wide open.
Yeah, because if you're within 15 feet of him, you're going to block him because look at his shot form. Luckily, Rubio can create shots for his teammates, so...
Oh, and he did get $7 million a year, which is more than J.R. Smith, and yeah, he's way better than him.
Yeah. Wouldn't you rather have J.R. Smith than Kevin Martin?
Well, I no.
Why?
Because he's the most at least with Kevin Martin, you know what you're going to get every night. J.R. Smith will score 30, and then he won't score a fucking basket.
So you like the Spurs because
he's the only NBA player that will actually admit when he's fucking going to do that. Like he'll just be like, oh, I'm cold, so I'm probably going to have a bad game. I actually heard him say that once.
Did he have a bad game?
Yes. Like he just gives up on the fact, well, I haven't hit some shots for a while, so I'm just going to fucking be terrible tonight.
So you basically like the Spurs then, because you know what you're going to get every day with the Spurs, even if it's just boring as shit. Normally.
No.
I'd rather have J.R. Smith, where he's either going to get 40 one night, zero the next night.
We've had that before.
Who was that?
Sprewell.
Okay, well, we were good when we had Sprewell.
Not good enough.
If he wins you half of the games he plays, then that's 41 games a year.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then he loses the other half. That's 41 and 41.
Doesn't necessarily lose it, though. His teammates can pick up the slack and get, like, 10 wins, and you get a 5 or 6 seed.
Can his teammates pick up the slack on the Timberwolves?
I'd sure hope so. See if Kevin Love can do something. Maybe Peck can get going.
No, Peck is always going. He's a beast.
I would take an O.J. Mayo, but I would not take J.R. Smith.
Okay, would you rather give O.J. Mayo $10 million a year or Kevin Martin $7?
That is a great question.
I personally would give O.J. Mayo 10. It's not even a question.
Well, I think your value of O.J. Mayo is a little bit overrated. You think he's better than he is?
Well, yeah, he has way more potential, but he's also athletic. He can do
something other than score.
Right.
And he can also score.
But he doesn't try. He doesn't play defense either. Like, your argument is defense. He doesn't play defense either.
He can get some boards, though.
He probably could if he wanted to.
Okay.
This is just all speculation, though.
Pure speculation.
If it's pure speculation, you just got to go for the more talented player, and that's obviously O.J. Mayo.
But not with a price difference.
O.J. Mayo, $3 million more a year is better.
So it's basically...
That's like nothing.
It's basically Kevin Martin and Perea, or would you rather just have Mayo?
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's not, no.
It's the same
thing. Okay, as bad as Kevin Martin is for getting paid way more than J.R. Smith, what are your thoughts on Kyle Korver getting the same amount as J.R. Smith? Has Kyle Korver done anything
in the last 12 years?
He can make threes, that's it. Like, he'll make a three on one side and then just get dunked on the other side. And he'll just cut everything.
Yep, that's true.
Well, if he makes a three and then he gets dunked on, that's plus one for the team.
That's who the T-Wolf should have signed.
Kyle Korver?
No.
He's white, so he'd fit right in, right?
Yeah, it'd be perfect for our team. Only needs a three-point.
Does he still wear those med socks?
I don't know. And, you know, with medium-high socks, though, is just bad.
Believe it or not, I actually wanted J.J. Redick.
Why would you ever want J.J. Redick?
He's slowly getting better every year. That's my opinion.
How old is he?
He's, I don't know.
He stayed all 4 years, did he not, at college? We're not actually looking it up. Should we just move on? This episode has been bad.
Yeah, how mad are you that I'm not blowing up on 1LJ now?
You can't. You have no voice. 1LJ wanted to talk about Al Jefferson's new contract.
Yeah, what was it, like 3-year, $41 million to the Bobcats? Another great move by Michael Jordan.
Hornets.
What?
They're the Hornets now.
They're not the Hornets.
Yeah, they're taking the Hornets name back.
Like a year or two from now.
I thought it was active.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, just continue.
Either way, go ahead. 1LJ.
Okay, so, first of all, the rumors were he was going to get, like, 4 years, $16 million. I was like, alright, yeah, that might be a pretty decent contract. I hope the T-Wolves get him, even though he's gay, obviously. But he's gay, but he's decent enough to be, like, a sixth man or something like that. So I was like, alright, $4 million a year.
That's pretty big off the bench.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. And then I see he signs for 3-year, $41 million, and I was like, holy shit, dude, that's the worst contract ever.
Jerome James.
Somehow not.
Jerome James is worse.
First episode.
Yeah.
See episode one.
Michael Jordan is a terrible GM. It's a fact. No matter what Gabe said in the last podcast.
There's some people out there that thinks he's a genius.
Yeah, Gabe's. That's it.
Okay, the next one is Clippers trading for a coach. And we can just talk about trading for coaches in general.
I'd do it.
Why?
A late first round. You wouldn't trade. I'd trade a first round pick in the NFL for Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Especially when the first round pick in basketball is going to be at the way end of the first fucking round.
Okay, first of all, the NFL actually takes some coaching. NBA does not. You just put a bunch of talented players together and they can just do their own thing.
No.
To some extent.
If you have LeBron,
look at the Heat.
You don't need a coach.
Eric Spoelstra's good.
Average. Based on what?
Championships?
Yeah, he has like seven superstars on his team.
Yes.
And he's only won like two.
Who are the superstars on the Heat's team?
LeBron.
And?
D-Wade.
And?
Bosh.
Bosh is
when they were all in their prime.
So you
when they were all when they were all in their prime, they were.
Did they win a championship this year?
Yeah, because...
Is Bosh a superstar this year?
No.
Is D-Wade a superstar this year?
No.
Okay.
That's getting cut out.
They have one... No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You don't get to
He's
do
not
that.
A good coach, though.
Yes, he is. He
and they were adequate.
Dude, he won a championship with Mike Miller and Shane Battier.
They barely played. Shane Battier played. Remember? Mike Miller never fucking played.
Remember when
actually,
like, how
started
would we know
a few
if
games,
coaches
didn't
are
in the
good?
West.
Remember when we were like, how would we really know if coaches are good or not? This might be a prime example of that.
Spoelstra?
Yeah. How the hell do we know if he's good or not?
Yeah. We have obviously no idea. That's just a bad topic.
Yeah.
What were we talking about again?
Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers.
I would have done it. I'd trade it for a late first round pick for Doc Rivers. Yes, I would do
Why?
That.
Because he has a raspy voice?
Yeah, that's the reason. Then I'd make him sign George Karl as an assistant.
You get nothing done at press conferences. No one would understand them.
Wheezy all the way through.
First of all,
you wouldn't trade.
Doc Rivers is over there speaking, just being all raspy, and George Karl, you can't hear him over George Karl's wheezy.
So you wouldn't trade pick 26 in the first round for Doc Rivers if you had nothing?
No. I'd just go out and get Brad Stevens.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes. He's got to be getting paid less than Doc.
For what?
Pick 26 for Doc Rivers.
No, I wouldn't. How's he going to coach?
You don't get it?
No. Pick 26 is nothing.
You can turn it into something.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Very rarely.
You could get a Hall of Famer like Manu Ginobili.
You could definitely hit. You had a bunch of good players went in the second round.
Good college players, not good NBA players.
Gilbert Arenas.
You could fucking pick out 10. Ever.
You could definitely turn it into a good pick. You won't, though.
Okay,
you don't need to get a superstar at that pick. You can get someone that can help the team, though.
Doc Rivers, a good coach, can help the team. Except you're guaranteed to help the team.
Debatable?
No, it's not debatable.
Yes, it is, because we neither of us know how much coaching actually does anything.
Well, I guess we'll see after this season how much he improves them.
Who do they even have anymore, player-wise?
Yeah, traded to the
Clippers. Blake Griffin.
DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, because apparently they can't move him. Why'd they give him so much money?
They traded for J.J. Redick.
Well, he's a free agent. You have to overpay to keep a free agent.
They still have that Bledsoe guy?
No, they traded him for J.J. Redick.
Oh, that
you're fucking lying.
Dude.
No, it was J.J. Redick for...
Yeah,
was that the three-team thing?
This was the worst deal I've ever heard. The Suns got Eric Bledsoe, and who was the other guy?
Caron Butler.
Yeah, Eric Bledsoe and Caron Butler for Jared Dudley. Yeah, who?
Who got Jared Dudley?
The Clippers.
That trade was just straight up, or was that...
No, J.J. Redick. It was a three-team trade. J.J. Redick. The Bucks are the ones that got nothing.
The Bucks got nothing.
They literally got nothing.
They got 2 second-round picks.
Basically nothing.
Okay, so that is nothing.
But apparently that's going to turn into Gilbert Arenas. So
maybe. You turn on someone adequate, you get a solid big off the bench, you turn into something.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Okay.
And Jared Dudley's a good three-point shooter.
How old is he?
I have no idea.
Chris Dudley?
Jared Dudley.
Who would know? Who knows anyone on the Suns?
Michael Beasley. Wesley Johnson. Basically,
who is actually their best player on the Suns?
Tots.
Gore Tots?
Yep. See episode one.
So the T-Wolves finished behind the Suns, and you can't name one player for them that's worth anything?
Dude, honestly...
They're basically all Timberwolves cast-offs.
I really don't know who's on the Suns. They got Dragic.
Wesley Johnson.
And Eric Bledsoe is their star, I guess.
Well, now, but this past season, though.
Right. I don't know.
Dudley.
Yeah.
I guess. How'd they win more games than the Wolves?
I don't know what to tell you, bud.
Move on.
Maybe they didn't, and they traded their first rounder.
Do you think the Miami Heat are going to be contenders?
Yes.
Contenders, yes. Will they be champions? No.
Like, what are the chances, though?
Of them being a champion? 20%?
30%?
Of champion?
Yeah.
15%.
15%.
So who's going to beat them?
Nets? Knicks? Pacers? Bulls?
There's a lot of teams that could knock them out. Especially if if they keep Bosch and D-Wade is still hurt.
Okay, he's going to be recovered by next year.
No, if Spoelstra is so good that they'll just win every championship.
Right. That's
your argument. You can't just say they have a 15% chance of winning when they just won with that because of Spoelstra.
It's true.
There you go.
Fucking idiot.
Reversal.
Yeah.
15%.
Yep.
They have LeBron, though.
But you got to also consider the fact that there's other great coaches besides Spoelstra.
Like?
Doc Rivers.
He's in the West.
You didn't say Eastern Conference
contenders.
You said contenders.
I was just thinking more
Greg Popovich is a better coach. So my percentage is taking them into account. Reversal, fuck you, fucking idiot.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I didn't really follow that too much. How do you exactly
I think you just said...
You're saying that I'm saying Spoelstra was the best coach in the NBA. I said he was a good coach.
No, I said he was average, and then you said he's good, or he's great.
But I didn't say he's the best.
I never said you said he was the best.
Okay, but you were trying to reverse it on me, saying that I have to have a bigger percentage.
I'm just saying because they have the players.
If I think that Eric Spoelstra is the second best coach in the NBA and Pop is the best coach, I could give Pop 85%.
They obviously get a slight advantage then.
Right.
I do understand that.
He's probably just talking about that.
But to say they go from the best team in the NBA to a 15% chance.
But I don't believe they were the best team in the NBA.
I'm sure you thought the Knicks were the best
team. No, I didn't. I think... But they lost the series to the Pacers. That's a fact.
The Knicks would have won the championship if J.R. Smith wasn't banging Rihanna, right?
The NBA gave the title to the Heat.
Oh, so now you're saying it's rigged.
Do you think that they beat the Pacers? Did you watch that series?
I don't need to.
If you watch the ends of those games, the Heat won?
I'm the one that has always said the NBA is rigged, dude.
Okay, well, dude, it's just, I don't know.
Yes, it's a business. That's why when you watch the T-Wolves, they'll be like beating the number one or two team in the conference by like 20 going in the fourth quarter, and then they just launch like deep threes with 4 seconds into the possession.
Well, they don't,
and then they obviously get back into it. It's just
they don't
so
throw
obvious.
Games. I don't think teams throw games. I've been. NBA
I've seen it so many times, dude.
I think NBA rigs games.
I'm pretty sure T-Wolves just...
Let the shot clock run out, then shoot it. If you're going to launch a three. The T-Wolves, they've literally done this every single game.
They don't throw games.
They throw games. There's no explanation that why you're up 25 going into the last quarter and you launch that many shots early in the shot clock.
I guarantee there has been teams that throw games. There's no chance that there hasn't.
It doesn't happen consistently. It doesn't happen
with the T-Wolves, it does.
It doesn't happen when the T-Wolves play the
game. No one's that dumb. Whoever's coaching them, he's obviously the worst.
Yeah, he's, no one's, they don't have an Eric Spoelstra.
Or a Pop.
Or a Pop.
Or apparently Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers isn't good, though.
What's next?
Honestly, what were you talking about? I don't know.
Coaches?
Dwight Howard?
Gonna be overpaid. Gonna go to Houston. Play with Jeremy Lin. Be terrible.
Dude, I understand, like, 4 years ago, he was like... Everyone's saying he's going to be the greatest center. Like, he's obviously the most athletic. Just, he's an amazing center. He hasn't done shit.
He refuses to learn any post.
Doesn't know how to lead teams or anything. So, yeah. Why does everyone think he's still going to be the greatest
Not
player?
Everyone
and
does.
Why does everyone say he's going to take the Lakers to greatness again?
They don't.
Like, there's no chance.
Like, Kobe just basically tells him to fuck off.
As he
like, they brought that contingent to go try to get Howard, and Kobe just says, if you don't want to play for us, don't come back.
As we should.
Because he's pimp.
Yeah. Kobe is a pimp. Dwight Howard isn't good anymore. He's good, but he's not...
He's not dominant.
He's not.
Still the best center.
And he's a little bitch and just always gets hurt.
Best center in the league, maybe. I'd have to look at him.
There aren't too many of them.
What?
Gortat.
No. Tim Duncan's better than he is.
Oh,
he's not a center.
Your boy Skip Bayless said that Andrew Bynum was the best center in the
league. Tim Duncan's not a center.
I think he plays center now.
They always say he's the greatest power forward to ever play.
Okay.
He's not playing center.
I think he is. KG plays center now. He was a fucking power forward for how long?
Who the fuck cares?
That too.
They're still power forwards.
Not if they play center. They're centers now. They were power forwards.
They just don't have a center on the floor.
No, they
just have three forwards and two guards.
No. It's not how it works.
It does work like that. Okay, do you have anything to say about Dwight Howard since you're the one that...
I still think he's the best center in the league. And
obviously, Cole's pissed at me. I'm pissed at him. So let's see what you have to say.
Well, he's a little crying bitch, and obviously he's handled everything about as wrongly as he possibly can. But he's still the best center.
And he's a dumbass.
Right. He can't shoot at all, but he's best defender, probably one of the best rebounders, and can just overpower anyone in post.
Him leaving Orlando was the second worst handled situation in NBA history besides LeBron's.
Why did he want to leave so bad?
He thought he'd be good somewhere else? I don't know.
I'm sure he just wasn't getting enough attention.
That was a terrible comment.
If he committed suicide tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised.
What? Yeah, you would.
I wouldn't.
So you wouldn't be... He's a fucking multi-millionaire. He shouldn't go off himself?
Yeah, he's
not. Oh, I don't get enough attention.
Have you
Money
seen
doesn't
how he
buy
asks?
Happiness.
The fuck it doesn't.
I agree.
Cole S. is making...
If you say that money can't buy you happiness,
money,
you need someone to show you where to shop. That's all I have to say about that.
Money absolutely can and does buy you happiness.
You can buy anything!
Is that it? What were we talking about?
Dwight Howard.
Oh, yeah.
He's
distracted. Now he's making noises.
He's going to kill himself.
He seems like a pretty suicidal
guy. If you had, like, hundreds of millions of dollars, why would you kill yourself?
Because some people...
You could literally do anything. You could literally do anything.
He literally couldn't do anything.
How?
Pretty much.
Okay, but he won't.
And he won't commit suicide.
He might.
Then he'd be a dumbass.
Well, he is a dumbass.
Not as big as a dumbass as most pro athletes. He's a dumbass, but not that big of a dumbass.
Just
move on.
Yeah.
Well, I have to do my little spiel.
Okay.
Make sure to check us out at rantcity.podomatic.com, rantcitypod.blogspot.com, and give us a 5-star review on iTunes. And check us out on FaceNuts at facebook.com/rantcity. And that's where you can chat with Cole S.
Get to know him one-on-one.
Yeah. Get to know the man behind the voice of the podcast. Ready for the final segment?
I guess it has been a train wreck in progress, so we might as well.
This will be the worst episode.
Yeah. Definitely
right?
don't give
it. Well, I thought it was last time, so I'm going to give it a chance, but it's probably not great.
It might be better than two. Okay. You guys ready? All right. Would you rather get posterized by J.J. Barea on an alley-oop from Luke Ridenour, and the video goes viral on YouTube and is the winner of SportsCenter's Not Top 10 for 6 months.
Okay.
Or, and Wilds will probably like this one, listen to a 30-minute daily podcast put out by the Mexican dad from Highly Questionable, and you have to listen to it for 6 months. No multitasking, just straight-up listening.
I'd listen.
You do the listen.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather get poster on it.
I think I might as well, dude. That'd be an unbearable 6 months.
Like, at least you're famous. People recognize you. It's for the wrong reasons, but at least people know you.
Dude, for just a half hour a day, I'd do that. I don't even know what he sounds like. I still haven't watched a show, which maybe I
would. Have you ever listened to any Hispanic person talk? try to speak in English. It's
Right,
you can tell him. We already talked about it on the last podcast.
Yeah.
He just blends every word together, and you can't understand him. And you have to listen to it in your ears for 30 minutes.
Luke Rittenour and J.J. Barrett.
You can't do anything else. You can't, like, watch TV at the same time. You just have to, like, stare at a wall and just listen to it.
That's what I'd do.
Yeah, but you're not...
I don't think that's possible.
You're not really getting anything out of the deal, though. You're just getting pissed off for half an hour every day.
Like, you just... Maybe if you could just, like, go get just hammered and just, like, put it in and just listen to it.
That's what she said.
Put it in. How old are you on Alex? Honestly. Okay. You just get shit-faced. Just listen to it for 30 minutes. Just get done. Because, like, you're putting it off until the very end of the day. Because you do not want to do it. Right?
If you put it off to the end of the day, though, you're just going to ruin your...
You'd wake up and just do it. Just get it done with.
I would just get it done with. If you end your night on that, you're just going to be pissed off the rest of the night.
Well, so you're taking the podcast.
I'm taking listening.
And you're taking posterized.
I'm taking being posterized.
Like, you're nationally known as...
J.J. Briggs.
I'm nationally known, though. Whereas...
As someone who just got owned.
You have to start a
by J.J. Barret. He's like 5'4".
I'm still nationally known, though. I could maybe branch that off into some other successful ventures.
How? Make your own podcast?
Yeah. Blowing up, dude.